Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Santana bringing us back. That's Carlos on guitar there, one of the greats of all time. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You know how it works. It's all free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Use us and abuse us. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog and the archives and the articles, et cetera, Brain Trust members. And our poll question. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. When you get there, we ask a different question every week, and when you get to, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far, and I'll be reporting on that poll in the newsletter first and on the show later. Diane DiResta is with us. She's our guest and the author of Knockout Presentations, and Diana, we're talking about listening and how that's the thing that we need to do. It's another one of those things, Diane, that where it's one of the paradoxes of humans. Is that we need to do these things, but we don't. And mm-hmm. And even though it's one of the most compelling truths that we could possibly have, that we possibly have ever learned, that listening is more powerful and more beneficial than speaking, mm-hmm. we've got that one part of the paradox of this is that we have this ego thing. We have this yes. thing called an ego.
Yes.
That makes us say, but wait a minute. I'm competitive and I want to get my words in equal to yours, or I just think you need to know what I know.
Yeah.
And that's such a strong. I mean, and that just overpowers this logic of I should be listening.
Exactly. And in a sense, you can relate this to emotional intelligence because it takes a certain amount of restraint and maturity and socialization to be able to let someone else have the floor and listen to them. But I came across this quote by Carl Rogers, who's a famous psychologist, and he said, "Man's inability to communicate is a result of his failure to listen effectively."
Say that again.
If somebody wants to communicate their message, they'll probably have more success if they use listening than to pound the message across. That example you gave about the client
right.
that you had.
Yeah, the customer.
Mm-hmm. The customer, yes, who said, well, you certainly have given me the business because you talked at him. And I have a friend
yeah.
who's a sales trainer. He calls that throwing up on the prospect, which it is. But if you were to hold back and listen and ask questions, then you would know what was important. And then it would be more effective to say what you had to say.
But we do that as companies, as sales trainers. We do that. I call it loading the dump truck. We pull the head of the trainee back, top of their head back. We back the dump truck up and we load their heads up full of all this stuff that we want them to use to go sell our stuff. Then we put the top of their head back on and pop them on the butt and say go sell. And they go to the client's office and they raise up and they dump all that stuff out of their head. They unload the dump truck on them, and that's giving them the business. And that doesn't work anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't. You really have to understand who your buyer is, what's important to them, and then you need to add value. And you can't add value if you don't know what their needs are.
Well, there's one other thing, Diane. In the age of the customer, which is where I think we are right now, that's what I'm calling it, the age of the customer. If you unload the dump truck, if you throw up on your customers, as you were saying, what you've done is you presume that they don't know anything. And in the age of the customer, they may know more than you do about your product.
True.
By the time
you talk to them. There's so much information out there.
Yeah. Especially they may know more than you do about customer experiences.
Exactly. And, you know, another very important part of listening, Jim, is listening styles. You really need to understand how someone likes you to communicate. And the only way you can find that out is by listening and observing and tuning into the language they're using and picking up on the tempo. Are they fast-paced? Are they slower? You know, are they analytical?
Do they want to get right to the point, or
yeah.
are they going to be happy talking about football or their family first?
Exactly. And so I've seen so many mismatches happen because people are not tuning into that style and adapting their style. They're, as you said, dumping.
This is why salespeople, the most effective salespeople, are the ones who are what I call chameleons. They're capable of adjusting their color and their shape and their shade, the texture of their being there and being in a moment with this person. They're capable of making that adjustment as required, aren't they?
Exactly, and that takes good listening. And being a chameleon is being flexible. Sometimes people have a resistance to that because they feel they're being phony, that's not who they are. But it's really just changing your way of communicating and entering into someone else's world.
As much as we like to think that how we are is wonderful, it's not wonderful with everybody.
No.
And if you're going to sell to somebody, they get to go first, don't they? They get to be the leader, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
If you're selling to them. I got about a minute left, Diane. Last thoughts on this.
Well, I would say that people need to work on listening. It is not an easy skill. It's simple, but it's not easy. So I now have a program I developed. It's an MP3 and ebook together called Listen and Sell. And when you go to my website, diresta.com, if you go to online tools, audio programs, you'll be able to find it there.
Diresta.com. Check it out, folks. You have to listen with intention, don't you?
Absolutely.
And you have to think about, whenever I do my best listening is when before I ever get with the person, I'm ever near them, I say to myself, okay, dummy, be a better listener now.
Yeah, you really do need to get yourself ready. So you need to get rid of distractions, both physical distractions and mental distractions.
And have a word with yourself before you go in. Hey, Diane, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back real soon.
I will. Thanks, Jeff.
We'll see you next time. Diane Diresta, DIRESTA.com. Check out the website. Take advantage of that offer that she made you on that program, the new program on listening. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.